tonight at 62 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly in-depth look at developments affecting the education of our children.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call and welcome to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Peter Downs. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm pretty good this morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding. I guess you really need... I don't know. I'm thinking of horror movies where, you know, in order to kill kill Dracula, you know, you've got to put a stake in his heart. You got to put garlic around his neck. You got to weigh the coffin down. You got to put it in running water. Charter schools are back.
Charter schools are back.
The
bad idea that just won't die.
That won't die. You try to put a steak in it. You try to put garlic on it. It won't die. What's happening?
Well, there are two things happening. Charter schools are now more than 5 years old in St. Louis.
Okay.
The charter schools that have been here for 5 years have failed for every one of those 5 years. They're all on the state list to be reconstituted.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows what that means when you come to a charter school. If we're a public school, they say, you got to make it a charter. But charter school, they say you failed for 5 years, you got to be reconstituted.
Wait a minute, slow down just for a second. I'm catching up to what you're saying. You can fail as a charter school. You cannot educate the kids. You can break the rules. You can squander the money. You can steal the money. And you can be closed down as a complete abysmal failure. But then you're allowed to reconstitute and come back again?
Well, under No Child Left Behind.
Uh-huh.
If a school fails for 5 years, if it fails to make adequate yearly progress for 5 years, it's supposed to be reconstituted.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We don't know what that means with charter schools. The law specifies that one way to reconstitute a school, it specifies like four ways. One way is to make it a charter school. Well, if it's already a charter school and has failed, you know, that doesn't make much sense, does it?
No, it does not. No, it does not.
But the law is very unclear as to what reconstituting a school that is already a charter school means. Because the law, the federal law, assumes that charter schools are better than regular public schools. We know in reality they aren't. But federal legislation has enshrined this hierarchy that says charter schools are better than public schools.
I guess so. A question I have then is that is there a lawsuit that needs to be filed in terms of making clarity of if a charter school fails, is it like Dracula? Does it get to keep coming back, or does its failure mean that it's over?
Well, I think a lot of people are waiting to see what happens this year. What is the state going to do about those charter schools that have failed for 5 years?
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. This is the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm here with Peter Downs. We'll be back to continue this conversation. Stay with us.
Disappear. That's how the dictionary defines retirement.
Time to redefine.
Your generation's definitely not headed for bingo night. In fact, you could write a book about how you're going to turn retirement upside down.
The best book on retirement is the one you'll write, The Dream Book from Ameriprise Financial. To talk with an advisor near you about your retirement dreams, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE today.
Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member NASD and SIPC.
Bobby, when I was a kid, we didn't have rollback season.
Yes, Grandpa?
Kids today don't understand. All they do is save, save, save. They don't understand the way we used to have to spend.
Uh-huh.
Spending money left and right and not thinking a thing about it.
Sounds horrible, Grandpa.
I know saving feels good. I just want you to appreciate it, that's all.
It's rollback season at Walmart. We've rolled back the prices on 10,000 of your favorite items. Stop in today and save big.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Good morning, Miss Liz.
Good morning. Who's
this? This is Dontrell Busby calling you from Laclede School, Zeki Gray Room 209. Thank you, Miss Liz, for the gift from Africa that you gave to everyone. We are watching a movie. The movie is called Roots. In the movie, the setting is in a village called Jufurate. And Roots was voted by Alex Haley. Miss Liz, we had our awards day program, and I received an achievement trophy. Have a good summer. Dr. Busby from 209 for Dignity. Rise supreme. Love you.
Love you. Thank you.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call, and this is the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. Peter, we're talking about charter schools coming back. Can we back up a little bit? Who raise this again with these new, these, what is it, five new?
Yes, well, we hadn't quite gotten to that, but there are five new charter schools that have been approved in the city of St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And I want to set the background that here's, we have a type of school that has a 100% failure rate.
100%.
Right? Every charter school has failed to meet the state standards. Every single one of them.
Including Jeff Smith's charter school.
Including Jeff Smith's. Despite that, the state has gone and has approved five new charter schools for the city of St. Louis. That's like, that's almost doubling the number of charter schools in the city of St. Louis.
Wow.
Now, the charter schools are a creature of the state legislature. Mm-hmm. They created the law to allow charter schools in St. Louis and Kansas City only.
Right.
I don't know how much leeway the State Department of Education has in approving applications. But, you know, here's an experiment that has failed. Every attempt at it has failed. Mm-hmm. And you're going to say, well, let's keep experimenting. Let's experiment twice as much doing the same thing.
Now, and can we break down what a charter school is? It's education for profit, right? I mean, fundamentally, this is about businesses making money.
Yes, yes. The theory when it's presented to the legislature was that these were parent-controlled, community-controlled schools. The kind of straw horse they put up there was that public schools somehow aren't controlled by the community.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, they are. We have elections. We elect school boards. Charter schools, you don't have elections. You have a board that creates it, and it's self-perpetuating. But because they don't have the technical ability to run a school, they then hire a for-profit management company to run it. We have Edison Schools as a for-profit company that's big across the country.
Confluence Academy is an Edison school.
That runs, I think, two schools here.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, used to be called Chancellor Beacon,
mm-hmm.
is another one. Imagine ran the Thurgood Marshall School.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they ran it into the ground. That was the only charter school to actually close here in St. Louis, mm-hmm. because they did such a poor job of managing it.
And you name it. There were kids that were being assaulted. There was money that was missing. There was kids that weren't being, kids not being educated as well. And it closed all the way down.
It closed all the way down. But now that company's going to be back. They're going to run some of these new charter schools.
Who monitors, Peter? Who monitors the decision of allowing this charter school in or that charter school in? And how is it that a charter school, a business that has failed with running one charter school isn't like put on some kind of list saying, you know, well, you can't come back because you've done it. It's like you hire a plumber to come in and do the work for the state of Missouri, a plumbing company. They come in and do an abysmal job. Do they get to stay on the bid list for other jobs that come up?
Well, you hope not.
Yeah.
And certainly as an individual, if nothing else, the Better Business Bureau has a list of, mm-hmm. saying, hey, these guys, you know, have been lots of angry customers.
Right.
You know? And there aren't that many charter schools.
Right.
You know, it's easy to keep a list.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But the way the charter school legislation works is an educational institution has to charter the school,
mm-hmm.
With the educational institution saying, essentially, we're going to have oversight. And that is the originally it was just public colleges or the St. Louis public schools that could do that.
Mm-hmm.
The charter school, the businesses that make money off charter schools were complaining that they couldn't get enough business that way. There weren't,
mm-hmm.
enough charter schools. So the state legislature, with the prodding of Mayor Slay, eased that law. They said, all right, any college in the state can go ahead and charter schools. And so Missouri Baptist University, a private college, has gotten into the business of chartering schools that nobody else wants to charter.
But have they chartered a school before here in the city of St. Louis?
Yes, there's the Ethel Hedgman Lyle Academy,
uh-huh.
Which is...
it's failed, right?
It's failed. In fact, it did so bad that its sponsor pulled out.
Wow.
That was I think that was University of Missouri. Not absolutely positive on that. But they lost their sponsor. Without that sponsor, you can't operate. And Missouri Baptist University stepped in to fill that gap and said, oh, yeah, we'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
What's
in it for them? Why would a university come in and sponsor this? What's in it for them?
Well, some of the public universities have complained that there isn't anything in it for them, that they don't get any they don't get enough money to cover their costs, and it's just a hassle and a headache. Missouri Baptist University, which is private, in the press releases they put out, they said that what's in it for them is better relations with downtown businesses.
Oh my! They didn't say that.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
They said this will cement our. They said we need to get better access to those downtown businesses. This will cement alliances with downtown businesses. You know, Webster University has discovered this profitable niche. They open a little campus downtown. They offer business courses to all these
right.
You know, these business people working downtown that can stop after work,
they
take
can go
a course,
to school and,
makes money.
Right.
And I think this is my speculation here, but I think. But given the statements from Missouri Baptist University, they're kind of looking at that and saying, boy, how do we get a piece of that action?
Well, then that kind of begs the question then of whether or not there are actions going on behind the scene, phone calls being made by people from Slay's administration trying to cherry pick or pick places where or schools that might be willing to would consider sponsoring a charter school, and maybe they're being told that.
It does beg that question. I think the answer is probably yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the history with the Ethel Hedgman Lyle School, when they lost their sponsor, and again, all their test results were abysmal. Mm-hmm. They're below even other charter schools.
Mm.
And they lost their sponsor, and Mayor Slay started promoting that school as one of the great schools in St. Louis. And they went to work, they have been at work trying to find for last two and a half years, because his last two State of the City messages, he said, Mayor Slay said, he was going to open more charter schools in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
That was the goal of his administration. They've been out trying to find these sponsors, trying to find these institutions to charter schools.
Mm.
And so I'd say that's where the linkage was made, at least, between Missouri Baptist University and you know, the Civic Progress companies.
And I think that that would make sense. It would make sense that because it's consistent with this administration and consistent with the idea of charter schools, that it's not about kids. It's about providing some kind of business opportunity for someone somewhere, somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because one would think that a university, that is just such a jarring statement to come from a school that is sponsoring another school, that this will give us business opportunity. And particularly, we're not talking about a university making an alliance with another university. We're talking about a university making an alliance with an elementary school.
Yes.
And this will provide us business opportunities.
That'll get us the hookup with the businesses downtown.
That's jaw-dropping.
And that's just, I think, the start of what's going on in Missouri. We've talked before about the voucher bill that was defeated last year and the year before. And it's going to be reintroduced in the legislature. And there are hearings going on around the state now. And that's another case where there are hearings going on in outstate Missouri about a bill for St. Louis and Kansas City.
And what is interesting also is that this is a committee that was created by a Republican-dominated legislature.
Yes.
A committee that they put a Democrat as the chair of that committee.
Yes.
And they also said that the Democratic part or the Democratic caucus would not be allowed to appoint its members to this committee, but the chair of this committee would be able to appoint the committee members to it. So there's all kinds of a brouhaha within the Democratic ranks about the evolution of this particular committee. So we end up with Ted Hoskins as the chair of this committee.
That's right.
And he appointed the other folks to it.
Yes.
Against the wishes of the Democratic
Party.
Right,
that's right. Very unusual way
yes,
to set up a committee
yes,
in
is.
The legislature.
Yes, it is.
And I say this is, financially, this would represent a bigger hit than the charter schools. And I say it, I guess I didn't explain what happens with the charter schools, but when you have a charter school, The state sends a certain amount of money to public schools, a certain amount per student in the public schools. Mm-hmm. Charter schools, for the purposes of accreditation, they count charter schools as part of the public schools. Mm-hmm. And they take the money that would go to the public schools and they say, well, we're going to send it to the charter school instead. So, you know, the legislature is talking about getting up to some $6,000 per student. They're right around $4,400 now. That $4,400 would goes to a charter school for each student that has. Mm-hmm. In the case of this voucher bill, they're calling it a scholarship bill.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, because we only have a minute here, and I want to make sure that everybody gets that. This is Liz Brown, the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm here with Peter Downs. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Tahiti Village. Westbound 44 at Route WJJ, look for it to be closed due to an accident involving a trailer filled with horses. Traffic's being diverted at St. Clair exit. Westbound 270 at Graham Hanley, there's an accident. Left lane's blocked and traffic's slowing near Lilac. Eastbound 70 at Jennings Station in Goodfellow, look for an accident there. Left lane's blocked. Eastbound 70 after 370, that accident's been cleared, but expect delays. Eastbound 70 is stop and go from west of Bryan Road through 79, and then again from Mid Rivers all the way through Spencer Overpass. Northbound 270 at 55 and 44, look for stop and go traffic there. And eastbound 44 from the Chrysler Plant all the way to Merrimack River Bridge, look for delays possible. Westbound 5570 is slow approaching the Kingbridge split, and once again at 4th Street, and then in downtown left lanes. All lanes are slow near Tudor at this hour. And northbound Route 3 from the Poplar Street, or from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge, expect delays on the top of that ramp. The eastbound 5570 ramp to southbound Tudor is closed while crews make deck repairs, so look for delays around that area. And westbound Dunn is slow approaching Graham Hanley and West Florissant due to an accident on westbound on the interstate. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Tahiti Village. Why haven't you called Tahiti Village yet? You've heard Tanya Roberts on the radio offering couples complimentary three-day, two-nights hotel in Las Vegas. So call today, 877-57-VEGAS. That's 877-57-VEGAS. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Partly sunny, breezy, a chance of afternoon showers, high around 75. This evening, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, low around 50. Thursday, partly sunny, chance of showers, high around 60. And then on Friday, partly sunny with a high around 65. Currently, we have 62 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's the School Watch with Peter Downs is up next. Take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else indeed? Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, and everything else that you need. 3425 Union. Get on down to Sears. Get your shop on. Let's make your home into a palace. It's the fall. You need a leaf mulcher? I know you do. You need some tools for your yard? You need a new refrigerator, a new stove, because you're going to be doing lots of cooking for the holidays? Get on over to Sears at 3425 Union. Tell them I told you to.
Tune in every Thursday at noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Good morning, Miss Liz. This is Kaylin Dixon. Call you from the Clee School, second grade room, 209. I'm calling you to thank you for coming to our school and spending time with our class. School is almost out. This summer, I'm going to spend the summer with my family. Thank you, Miss Liz, for the pretty African necklace you gave me. I just love it. Yesterday, I received an achievement trophy at our Awards Day program. Have a wonderful summer. This is Caitlin Dixon for Real 209. Red Dignity reigns supreme. Love you.
Love you.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Peter Downs. And, Peter, we're talking about charter schools and the cost of it and how much they cost our district and the money that the district loses as a result of them. And so let's continue that conversation.
Yes. To recap, the amount of money that the district gets for each student, if one of those – for every student who goes to a charter school, that money from the state follows that student to charter schools from the state. Now, in the case of this voucher, the so-called the scholarship bill, the private school would get that money from the state, plus any contribution that a business makes to that private school to provide scholarships, quote-unquote, for kids from public schools, the business would get a 100% tax write-off for those contributions. So you have a double whammy. You're taking straight out of the money for public schools. You're taking money straight out of there and sending it to private schools. Plus, you're reducing the amount of tax money that's collected to fund public schools. Because if a business donates $100 to a private school, they can subtract $100 from their tax bill.
And is this the tax bill that goes directly to public schools or tax bill that goes into the general revenue?
That's the tax bill for the general revenue.
So, theoretically, it could be money from everything.
Yes.
So we're giving businesses a 100% write-off, not to invest in something that we know that works.
That's right.
To invest in something that has a 100% record of failure. If we measure the charter schools by the same standards that we measure every other school in the state of Missouri by, the charter school's record, unlike any other district in the entire state of Missouri, is 100% failure.
That's right.
And a business gets a 100% write-off if this voucher bill passes. They get a 100% write-off to donate to the 100% failure of charter schools.
Yes. And keep in mind, we are only investing in failure in St. Louis and Kansas City. The bill passes. These failed policies, the voucher bill, just like the charters, would be just St. Louis and Kansas City.
So, a business could come and give $10,000 to a charter school, and they would be able to take $10,000 off their taxes.
Well, $10,000 to a private school.
To a private school. So these would only be private schools in the city of St. Louis and in Kansas City with this voucher bill?
No, they'd be only be private. The students could only come from the city of St. Louis and Kansas City. The schools wouldn't have to be in the borders of the city of St. Louis. If John Burroughs School out in the county said, we're going to give scholarships, we feel so bad about those poor kids in St. Louis, we're going to give scholarships to poor black kids in the city of St. Louis, and they got money for it, that would count.
So if a kid from St. Louis City went to John Burroughs on one of these scholarships, then a business could give money to John Burroughs or for that scholarship.
Yes.
And then have 100% write-off.
Yes.
So getting back to, because there is a connection between the voucher bill and the charter school growth, getting back to the charter school piece of this, the five schools that have been approved by DESE to be created, new schools, new charter schools in the city of St. Louis, do we know who their sponsors are?
I know at least one of the sponsors. I'm not sure about all of them. There are five schools, but Missouri Baptist University is one of the sponsors.
And in terms of, we have a school board meeting every month where parents and teachers and kids and the media can come out and listen to the report going on about the St. Louis Public Schools. With a charter school, do they have to have those types of public meetings?
They do not have to be public. One of the complaints State Auditor Claire McCaskill said her office gets, one of the complaints it's been in the news, and I know Congressman Clay has written letters that he's gotten these complaints, is of charter school boards holding meetings in secret. So even parents of children in those schools don't know what they're doing.
And there is nothing in the legislation or nothing that in the law that says that these board meetings have to be open.
No.
So they're not breaking the law by doing that.
No.
And I think that is something that most parents, when they see a charter school, they're told that a charter school is just like a public school, only better. It's not in terms of access that a parent has to the meetings or even to the books. Can a parent get to the books of, does a charter school have to show their books in any kind of way or count in any kind of way fiscally about how the money is being spent to their parents?
Well, there are some accounting requirements. Again, one of the few, if any, of the charter schools have met that. One of the things Claire McCaskill reported on as an auditor is that the schools have failed to account for their money.
So what does that mean? Okay, they fail to account for it. Does that
mean they have
mean
not filed? In a couple cases, they don't even keep basic records of how they're spending their money. But they don't have reports filed with their sponsors, the university sponsoring them. They have failed to file reports with the state on how they're spending money. Having failed to create those reports, they don't have them then available for parents to look at.
Well, there are some charter school enthusiasts who would say that, well, the money follows the kid from St. Louis Public Schools into a charter school, that was $7,000 that was going to be, that if he didn't come to the St. Louis Public Schools, they wouldn't have it anyway. So what difference does it make if it goes to the charter school?
Well, I think it makes a difference on two fronts. One is whether it's being effectively spent for the child.
Mm-hmm.
With the public schools, we can document amount spent on the school building, the teacher, the bus to get them to and from school, lunch, if they qualify for free or reduced lunch. And with a charter school, in most cases, you get a fairly sizable percentage being taken off the top by the management fee for the for-profit company.
Do they just get a check? Does somebody, let's say that a charter school has 150 kids, do they just get a check from the state for 150 kids times $7,500? How does that work?
Well, essentially, and it's almost that bad. The charter school says, oh, we have 150 kids. There's no control. The public school can't audit and say, well, show us your enrollment records that proves that you have 150 kids. The state doesn't require them to prove they have 150 kids.
Huh?
Charter school says, we got 150 kids coming every day.
Huh?
And public school has to, see, the money comes with public school first.
Uh-huh.
Public school then has to send them that money. We have to send them that money. We cannot demand proof. We said, well, what are your attendance records to show you really have 150 kids showing up every day? Public schools can't demand that.
Okay, so when you say they can't demand that, is it because there's a law that says or a rule or regulation says that you cannot? Or is it because, there's a rule that says you cannot?
There's a rule that says you cannot.
There's a specific rule that says you can't ask them?
Specific rule that says the public school board in the district where the charter schools are cannot demand that kind of information. We do not have that oversight.
Well, what
and nobody is providing. There is nothing in the law that sets up for anybody to have that oversight to prove that a charter school isn't just scamming money away from public schools, to prove that charter school really does have 150 kids average daily attendance.
Peter, that's insane.
That's Missouri.
So there is no entity that is overseeing any of these. And we're not talking about 150 schools. We're talking about how many charter schools do we have between Kansas City and St. Louis?
About two dozen.
So 24.
Yeah.
So there's nobody overseeing these charter schools to see if they have the kids that they say that they have, if the buildings are safe for the kids, if the money is being spent in a responsible way. Can Claire McCaskill get into, can Claire McCaskill's office audit charter schools?
She did an audit about 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
She can audit the whether or not they're meeting state law. Anything not required by state law. She can't go in and look at things that aren't required by state law.
So she can't go in and see whether or not they have the kids that they say that they have?
No.
We're going to take a break. This is ridiculous. This is Liz Brown. St. Louis Public Schools Watch. Hand Peter down. Stay with us.
Register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Does your life need to be energized? Are you in need of some direction and clarity? Is it time to make a change? Tune in to Sort It Out with professional organizers Lori and Claire, Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m., and we'll share with you everything we know from our expertise in organizing, be it life, home, or business, to us motivating and empowering you to go after your dreams and goals.
We are known as the dynamic duo, and we can rescue you from your organizing challenges. We want to encourage you to get real with your life and regain control.
This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask. A little history, a little entertainment, current events, a lot of good fun, and healthy debate. Call me, argue. If you're wrong, I will disarm you. But have no fear. The Sloan Ranger never shoots to kill. That's weekdays 5 to 6 on WGNU.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
E.
Do you need a lawyer? A caring lawyer who listens to you? Well, call Earlene McAllister Thomas, 454-1811, for divorce, child support, child custody, criminal defense, accident, workers' comp, name change, or traffic case. Call Earlene Thomas. She's an excellent trial attorney and an aggressive advocate. 454-1811. Don't forget, always check your deck.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
This is, good morning, Miss Liz. This is Amir Mahoney calling you from LaCrease School, second grade. From 209, Miss Liz, I had a good time with you. Miss Liz, our class is watching Roots. Kuta Kinte knows his roots. His mother name is Dita, and his father name is Amaru. Kinte has dignity. Have a good summer. This is Amir Muhammad from Room 209, where dignity reigns supreme. Love you.
Love you.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Peter Downs. And Peter, it's not just vouchers that are percolating along and kicking in Jefferson City. There's a lawsuit that's coming down.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
Nearly half the school districts in Missouri, including St. Louis Public Schools, have sued the state over state funding of education. Basically, they're saying that it's not enough, mm-hmm. and it's not distributed fairly.
Mm-hmm.
And the trial is supposed to start January 3rd, I think it is, in the Cole County Circuit Court. Judge Richard Callahan. This lawsuit has been kind of standing there for a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's based on the state constitution, because
mm-hmm.
The Missouri state constitution says that the General Assembly will establish and maintain free public schools to instruct all people under the age of 21 in order to disseminate knowledge and preserve the rights and liberties of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And so the lawsuit says that, well, the state has set certain standards for what it means to disseminate knowledge and preserve the rights and liberties of people. And
mm-hmm.
that's what we're judged on for accreditation mm-hmm. and with No Child Left Behind. And it says, but the state is not providing enough money to meet those standards. The Missouri School Boards Association chaired a committee funded by various business groups, which estimated that the state has to increase spending on education by about $1 billion a year. That's $1 billion with a B. To meet the standards, to enable school districts to meet the standards that the state has set.
Mm. So this lawsuit is asking what? Saying what?
Lawsuit is asking for a judge to order the state to spend allocate more money for education, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, that it be distributed fairly, be distributed in a way that every child can receive a free education.
So why would a Clayton school district be in this lawsuit? I understand why a St. Louis Public Schools would be in this lawsuit. Why would a Clayton school district?
Well, I'm not I don't know whether Clayton is in it or not.
Mm-hmm.
The 250 school districts, I think there are 537 school districts in the state.
Okay.
And 250 of them have joined the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
So that would include districts like St. Louis, Kansas City, Wellston, Melville. It would include a lot of rural districts. And a lot of rural districts are shortchanged on their funding, too.
Mm-hmm.
One of the issues that can affect districts, however wealthy the district is, but still something special education is something that affects all districts. And an estimate I know from a former director of special education here in St. Louis is that the state government and federal government together are funding only about 15% of the cost of the special education programs that they have mandated.
Mm.
So they're mandating programs, and they're not funding them.
And in terms of the city and the county, does the fact that the county deals with or addresses special needs kids in a different way with a special district, and the St. Louis Public Schools, they don't have a special district,
right.
does that have any impact on this lawsuit, or does that factor into the reason why St. Louis Public Schools is asking for more funding?
I don't know that it factors into this lawsuit
mm-hmm.
at all. St. Public Schools, the cost of special education, the cost of the variety of programs mandated by the state,
mm-hmm.
We're trying to look at, and then studies on what it costs to do those programs effectively,
mm-hmm.
That's the basis of the St. Louis Public Schools being involved, saying, all right, studies independent of us
mm-hmm.
say it costs X, Y, and Z to do this program effectively
mm-hmm.
to teach kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have that amount of money. We need more money to get that, and that's the state's responsibility.
Mm. So the fact that this lawsuit is going forward is a big deal.
It is a big deal, and I think that has to be kept in mind when also looking at charter and charter schools and vouchers.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, this lawsuit was started several years ago. And the state has changed its funding formula, but the plaintiffs and lawsuits say it still doesn't address the basic fact that you're not spending enough money. So this lawsuit has been going on saying to the legislature, the General Assembly, you are not allocating the money you're required to do under under our Constitution. And instead of dealing with the funding issue, the legislature says, oh, well, let's just set up charter schools in Kansas City and St. Louis, and that'll take care of everything. And when that doesn't take care of everything, it says, let's set vouchers. And vouchers will take care of everything.
Is this Republican, Democrat? I mean, with the exception of opportunists like Ted Hoskins or Rodney Hubbard and the money that they get from places like All Children Matter, who are voucher proponents. Outside of that Democratic, the presence of those Democrats on that issue, are we coming, does this come down on party lines?
Yes and no. I think at the top of the party, kind of the party leadership, it does come down to party lines. But when you get into the actual kind of rank and file members of the legislature, that breaks apart. And you do have Republicans who were very active in the last 2 years, fighting the voucher bill, for example. And you have Democrats who have supported it. And the funding issue, the thing is, the Republicans as a party have made government spending, they're trying to make that their issue. They're just opposed to all forms of government spending, unless they can hide it as a tax write or something to give to their buddies in business, right?
100% tax write-off for a Walmart.
Right. And so the Republicans, Governor Blunt, the leaders of the Republican leaders of the legislature have attacked the lawsuit as saying, if we fund education the way you want, we'll have to raise taxes. And we can't raise taxes.
Because
that's an article of faith in the Republican leadership, is that you don't raise taxes.
1-877-920-WGNU. Mary.
Yes, Ms. Brown.
Yes.
I just wanted to call in and tell you how much I enjoy those children that come on. I know it's a recording, but they're just so sweet and so innocent. That makes my day. I look forward to that.
Don't they just make your heart sing?
Oh, it does. And I just smile every time I start laughing. How sweet they are.
Don't you love the Red Lobster one?
Yes. Yes, I just love that. I had to call you and tell you that this morning.
Thank you so much, Mary.
God bless you and Mr. Dell.
God bless you, too. So we have a couple more minutes here, Peter. Attendance at St. Louis Public Schools, how are we doing?
We're doing great. First, the enrollment, the projected enrollment, we've hit 99.9% of our projected enrollment.
Okay.
We have more children enrolled to attend school in St. Louis schools now than we did in the last quarter last year. So, I mean, it looks good. We may have stopped the slide that has been going on for years. And they're coming to school. We have goals of attendance goals for every school. The state sets a goal of 90%. We set a goal of 90% for the high schools, 92% for the middle schools, and 95% for the elementary schools. And the majority of schools are meeting those goals. 8 of the 17 high schools have been meeting their attendance goal. 12 of the 18 middle schools have been meeting their attendance goal. And 45 of the 57 elementary schools have been meeting their attendance goal.
Last week, we had a caller talk about that there were students that were being turned away at Vachon. For outfits or for a number of different reasons. Did you have a chance to check up on that issue?
I've had a chance to ask. I know several people have asked the superintendent's office about that, to check on that. Consistent with that, Vachon is not one of those schools meeting its attendance goal. I think people have been from the district have been working with the school to change that.
So it is a problem.
Yes.
And what about the overcrowding that we're hearing from some parents out there that that some of the schools have too many kids in the classrooms? What do we know about that?
There has been shuffling around of classrooms. Mm-hmm. They've tried to balance the teachers. We do have large classrooms this year. We do have large classes. A first step, some of the schools were trying to reduce class size. They did some split classes.
Right, and that wasn't successful.
And I know that their teachers have been shuffled around, some teachers added to eliminate a lot, if not all, of those split classes. So there's, it's a work in progress. There's a lot to be done. We aren't hearing, so we aren't distracted so much by some of the financial, the personnel, the circus that the mayor and others have created mm-hmm. around the school system.
Told you they didn't have the attention span to stay focused yeah. on the noise. Well, let's talk some more about that next week.
Okay.
Peter Downs, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back at you after this break. Stay with me.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound at the below knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, feel me, brother.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger.
This has been a tough week. Over the past 2 weeks, we have seen a rise in the number of attacks, especially in Baghdad.
The spokesman for the multinational forces in Iraq, Major General William Caldwell, on an increase in violence in Iraq. A morning raid left 4 terror suspects and 4 civilians dead in Baghdad. It comes as Democrats and Republicans are fighting over the last classified reports of a controversial new report.
Instead of silencing war critics, the release of part of that intelligence report is actually giving Democrats more ammunition, and they're calling on the president to declassify the rest of the document. The administration says they will not be declassifying the rest of the document.
ABC's Jessica Yellen at the White House. President Bush hosts the leaders of Afghanistan and Pakistan at a White House dinner tonight. It could be chilly at times. Yesterday, Afghan President Hamid Karzai told Mr. Bush that pro-Taliban fighters are taking refuge across the border in Pakistan's tribal areas. If they can make it work there, health officials say they can probably make it work anywhere. ABC's Erica Tursky has more on New York City's attempt to ban trans fat.
Artificial trans fat is unnecessary and dangerous, the health commissioner here says, and he wants restaurants to stop cooking with it. But this donut delivery man says, lay off.
People have the right to eat whatever they want. They shouldn't ban nothing. If people want to eat, they should eat. They want to gain weight, they can gain weight on their own opinion, you know? It's on them. They want to get fat, let them get fat.
This is about more than getting fat. The Board of Health says it's about reducing the risk of heart disease. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
An outplacement consultant says holiday hiring this year might not make part-time job hunters very happy. With smaller sales expected, Challenger Gray and Christmas's holiday hiring forecast is predicting that retailers will add the fewest number of extra workers possible without sacrificing service. Have you tried to find a family doctor lately? It's not easy. The American Academy of Family Physicians says there's a real shortage that will be noticeable in many states as soon as 2020. This is ABC News.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss? Exactly. Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Honey, what's that spinning sound?
Oh, that's just our utility meter.
Saturday, September 30th, between 11 and 4, the experts at Lowe's are offering tips on ways to save on your energy bill. Plus, Lowe's is taking 20% off all weather stripping. Buy any special order Thermostar by Pella vinyl replacement window and get a free upgrade to Energy Star and Energy Saving Glass. Plus, for one day only, get 50% off select compact fluorescent light bulb multi-packs. While supplies last, see store for details. So start your Saturday at Lowe's. Lowe's, let's build something together.
To some, it's just a doll, but to Barbie aficionados, it may as well be the Holy Grail.
Barbie, in your gown.
There was a brunette Barbie wearing a zebra-striped swimsuit with sunglasses and hooped earrings. There was a midnight pink Barbie that was over 40 years old. But the one that fetched the most money at Christie's auction in London this week was Barbie in midnight red, also dating back to 1965. An anonymous collector agreed to pay £9,000, $17,000 for her, more than triple the previous Barbie record set in 1999. One of the main reasons this doll and the others were worth so much, sadly, no one had ever played with them. They were all still in their Barbie boxes. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Too much testosterone will make you lose your mind. Seriously. Researchers say much higher than normal levels of the male hormone causes brain cells to self-destruct, kind of like what happens when someone has Alzheimer's disease. But, guys, what we're talking about here is people who add testosterone to their system, people who use steroids. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom. This update of WGNU News is brought to you by Centrum. I'm Peyton Colston. In the news this morning, authorities are trying to determine if human remains found yesterday at the home of a kidnapping suspect, Shannon Torres, are those of her miscarried fetus. Torres reportedly told co-workers more than a year ago she had a miscarriage. St. Louis County Medical Examiner is studying the remains. Authorities report the remains did not appear to have been buried recently. Torres is charged with kidnapping then-7-day-old Abby Woods from her home in Lawndell and stabbing her mother. She remains in custody on $1 million bond. Torres does. Elsewhere, the governor of Missouri says the damage done by the storms in Perry County is tremendous. Governor Matt Blunt recently got to view the county by helicopter following last week's storms. The governor says both the State Emergency Management Agency and the Federal Emergency Management Agency are working together on surveying damages. They will then make a damage assessment that will allow the state government to request assistance from the federal level. And finally, the people of Valley Park have new rules regarding illegal immigrants today. City aldermen passed a new immigration ordinance without dissent last night. St. Louis County Associate Circuit Judge Sandra Hempel had issued an injunction Monday against a July ordinance that imposed penalties for doing business with illegal aliens. The new ordinance corrects some of the issues raised by the old law, such as defining the term illegal alien. The new rules are more lenient on businesses and landlords, but still ban hiring or renting to an illegal immigrant. The new rules require city officials to verify legal immigration status only after an official complaint has been filed. Complaints based solely on race or ethnicity will not be pursued. And that's a WGNU News report brought to you by Centrum. When it comes to multivitamins, it's not just the number of ingredients, but how they interact that counts. Centrum balances combinations of nutrients to bring out their full potential. Centrum's balanced and complete. I'm Peyton Colston reporting WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Eckert's Pick Your Own Apples. Westbound 44 Route W and JJ is closed due to an accident involving a trailer filled with horses. Traffic's being diverted on St. Clair exit. Westbound 270 at Graham Hanley, there's an accident that's been cleared. There's residual delays between Riverview and West Flores. And eastbound 70 from Jennings Station Road in Goodfellow, look for that accident's been cleared. There's a couple of stalls at Goodfellow, and it's also been cleared, but traffic jams approaching 170. Southbound 170 at Scudder Road, look for an injury accident off the roadway. Emergency equipment has the left lane closed at this hour. Northbound 270 from 55 to 44, stop and go. And all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge as well as the King Bridge, you can expect delays this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Eckert's Pick Your Own Apples. The apples are ready for picking, and at Eckert's, they're just a tractor ride away. So bring the whole family out for the weekend for bushels of country fun. Eckert's in Belleville, Millstadt, and Grafton. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Partly sunny and breezy day, chance of an afternoon storm with a high in the mid-70s. For this evening, mostly cloudy with showers likely and a low around 50. For Thursday, partly sunny, chance of showers, breezy and cooler with a high only around 60. And Friday, look forward, partly sunny skies, high around 65. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 62 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 62. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call that's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Ask think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want to check out the archives of the show, do that at whiterosesociety.org. That's whiterosesociety.org. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. My email is revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Oh, morning, Liz. David.
Dave from San Francisco. Good morning.
Yeah, morning. I've got a scoop for you. If you've got a computer in front of you, you're going to want to look for Newsweek. Newsweek.com is, I think it's MSNBC.com, and then you go to Newsweek from there.
Are you going to talk about the covers of Newsweek?
Yeah.
All right, go right ahead.
Okay, yeah. It's an amazing thing. The U.S. is about to get its behind whooped, essentially, in Afghanistan. And so the world knows it because the headlines on Newsweek for the international editions are, Afghanistan lost or something like that? Yet, if you look at the American cover, it shows a movie star on the front cover holding a bunch of babies with green grass in the background.
Well, actually, it's a photographer for movie stars, Annie Leibovitz, I believe.
Was that it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. I should know her. Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, so obviously she's getting a good cover, but, the story is that we are about to go the way of the Russians in Afghanistan.
But David, I think that it's important for people to really try to kind of feel what this cover looks like. life. It is an ominous picture. It is a dark picture of a dark man with a holding a what looks like a rocket launcher in his hand.
Sure,
and,
Taliban or whatever. Yeah.
Or they don't say, but right, but that's I assume that's what the conclusion you're supposed to draw from looking at this particular man, and it talks about Afghanistan lost. It's a chilling cover because of what it says about that we've lost the war there.
Right.
So why is it that it's being shown? It's not just being shown in it's the entire international world sees this cover of Newsweek.
And they wonder why we're so dumb, yeah.
And also, but also, it's not even about it's that, yeah, why we're so dumb, but also, where's the liberal media?
Right.
You know, I mean, this is the smoking gun of the that there is no liberal media, that they would show the cover that says that we've lost the war in every other country but the United States, and then they put a truly soft cover of Annie Leibovitz on the front cover of Newsweek for this week. It's amazing. It's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, and you can go to it like right now, just MSNBC.com. And as a matter of fact, I don't know if you caught, there was a Senate hearing, or actually it may have been a congressional hearing. Oh, I hear the music coming up. Do you want to go over?
Sure.
Okay.
1-877-920-WGNU. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
You can help a child excel in school through September. Donate school supplies to Kids Smart by dropping them off at your local Toyota dealer's service center. Toyota service centers, now that's a smart choice.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660 and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Radio Mix. Hola, Nora. Dice Radio Mix.
Nuevo concepto
en radio.
La música que te gusta.
El torneo que te encanta.
Por la nueva de San Luis. Con todos los éxitos del momento. Todos los domingos. De 6 a 8 de la noche. Radio Mix. Por el 920 AM. Escucha a través de la red electrónica.
En internet. WGNU.net.
Todos los domingos. De 6 a 8.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Want to help local charities and not-for-profit groups? Want to have a great time doing it? Then head down to Patty Long's 9th Street Abbey in Soulard this Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. for a party on the patio. Every week, a different organization receives a portion of the proceeds and all the tips that their volunteer service can bring in. There's a featured drink each week, free hors d'oeuvres, and live music. Summer fun and helping others has never been so easy. Party on the patio with Patty Long's 9th Street Abbey all summer long. This week's party benefits Kids in the Middle.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
It's time you let me know what's real and going on below. But now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving. into, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Consumers are skeptical of dropping gas prices. People are saying what I've been saying on this show. They believe. A poll was taken. Nearly half of Americans believe that the November elections have more influence of dropping gas prices, that our gas prices are dropping solely because of this upcoming election, huh? And Tony Snowjob, the spokesperson for George W. Bush, said, and I love this quote. I love this quote. Tony Snowjob said that, and I want to get this correct. He said, the one thing I have been amused by is the attempt by some people to say that the president has been rigging gas prices, which would give him some kind of clout unknown to any other human being. It also raises the question, if we're dropping gas prices now, why on earth did we raise them to $3.50 before? Because you thought that you were going to win the November election. And when you found out that the polls were saying that you weren't going to, you took away the best piece of every second of every day advertising about why you should not be in office. High gas prices. And what is fascinating to me also about this statement from Tony Snow is that that would give him some kind of clout unknown to any other human being. What? God sets oil prices? He's raising the cost of oil prices to some kind of untouchable thing that only God can control. No, it's arbitrary and calculated based upon how much money the oil companies can get. Okay, you're right. You're right. These companies don't have any impact on George Bush's administration. Oh, did I share this with you? Halliburton spent $4.6 million buying influence in Washington. Huh. The board of directors and their sponsors personally gave $828,000 to candidates for the presidency and Congress. That's just the board of directors from Halliburton. Let me just say that again. The board of directors and their sponsors gave $828,000 to congressional candidates and presidential candidates. And the Political Action Pact of Halliburton gave $1.2 million, the lion's share of it donated to Republicans and political organizations with strong Republican ties. And Halliburton spent an additional $2.6 million lobbying members of Congress. So what's the conclusion? $4.6 million in political arm twisting since 2005. How did that work out for Halliburton? Oh, we're stupid because we don't understand that. We see a connection. Those of us that see a connection between the fact that Halliburton gave $4.6 million to Republicans and Halliburton has seen their governmental contracts ballooning to 600%. So Halliburton got 600% more contracts after giving $2.6 million. How much money in contracts did Halliburton receive? $763 million. That was just in the year 2000. That was before the Bushes took office. By 2005, guess how much money Halliburton is getting from governmental contracts, governmental handouts? $6 billion. That says two things. That says that your congresspeople are cheap. You know, it doesn't cost nothing to buy them. For a $4.5 million investment over 5 years, you get a $6 billion return on that? They don't have to spend nothing to get some money. Lord! For a lousy $4.6 million, you get a $6 billion return? Dang. That's good money. Tim.
Yeah, if I'd like to say something about the gas prices.
Sure.
I wish they turned that two that's in front of everything into a one. You know what I'm saying?
I believe that it should be less than a one. I believe that it should be 98 cents, 76 cents a gallon.
Are you talking?
Okay, and the reason that I do is that of all of the profit that they made, we don't have to be paying $2 a gallon for gas.
Absolutely.
You know, and do you think that the fact that gas prices have gone from $3 to $2 and something, is that a result of the November elections, or is that a result of no Katrinas?
No election. That's the problem.
It's about the election.
About the election. I'm sorry. About the election.
It's about the election, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right now.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to fax me, you can do that at 454-6660. That's 454-6609. I'm sorry. 454-6609. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. $6 billion. Between March 2003 and June 2006, Halliburton received $18 billion in revenue from the federal government for the war in Iraq. The company has seen its profits in governmental contracting almost quadruple. And this is just in a year. The profit that Halliburton has made in just the Iraq contracts, in 2004 they had $84 million in profit. In 2005, they had $330 million in profit. During one quarter of 2005, Halliburton's war profits skyrocketed by 284%. War contracts, intensified violence in the Middle East, and check it out. Record oil prices have helped quadruple the stock price of Halliburton between the March 2003 invasion of Iraq and March 2006. As a result of oil prices, as a result of instability and violence in the Middle East, as a result of the war contracts in Iraq, the board of directors for Halliburton saw the value of their stock holdings in their company increase by over $100 million. Let me try to break it down to you in another way. So it stays forever broke down. The CEO of Halliburton, David Lessar. He holds the largest number of shares of any Halliburton official. He holds 844,000 common shares and share options as of March 1, 2006. Before we rolled into Baghdad, those shares for David were worth $17 million. 3 years after our Iraq adventure, those same stocks were worth $66 million. He gained $49 million in his stock options and stock shares. And I'm going to tell you when we get back how much money he's made from the selling of that stock. War has been very, very, very good to David Lessar. Thanks to who? Boy George.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Westbound 44 WJJ, look for that to be closed due to an accident involving a trailer filled with horses. Traffic's being diverted off on the St. Clair exit. Westbound 270 at Graham Hanley, the accident's been cleared. There's residual delays between Riverview and West Florissant. And eastbound 70 at Jennings Station in Goodfellow, that accident's been cleared. There's a couple of residual delays approaching Lindbergh. Southbound 170 at Scudder, there's an injury accident off the roadway. Emergency equipment has the left lane closed. Eastbound 70 at Bryan Road and 79, look for slow traffic in pockets. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Eastbound 40 from Clarkson through 270, heavy volume going on there. And all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge and into downtown, expect delays due to the morning rush. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's. McDonald's new premium roast coffee. It's not gourmet, it's better. Taste it for yourself. Get a free small coffee during Free Coffee Mondays. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Partly sunny and breezy, chance of afternoon storms, high around 75. This evening, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers with a low around 50. For Thursday, partly sunny, chance of showers, breezy and cooler with a high only around 60. Then on Friday, partly sunny with a high near 65. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have mostly clear skies. Our current temperature is sitting right at 64 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 65. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else, where else, where else? Indeed, 3425 Union, that's where else. Sears, washers, dryers, stoves. How about lawnmowers? How about leaf mulchers? Come on, make your home a palace. Get the best customer service in the state. Get on down to 3425 Union. Sears, get your shop on. Tell them I told you to.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on WGNU.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Fridays at 12 noon for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. I learned at an early age that animals matter to me. Every week, we'll share your stories. We'll discuss issues that matter most to you and your companion animals, from breed-specific laws to puppy mills, and answer your questions about pet care as well. You'll also enjoy our special guests as they share their tales. It's an hour of fur, friends, and fun every week. Join me, Randy Grimm, for Animal Tales every Friday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU. Woof.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Fight for you. They come all this way just to lose.
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much business to attend to. Between March 2003 and June 2006, Halliburton received $18 billion in revenue. I just want you to feel this for a second. When Tony Snowjob tries to tell you and laugh at you and ask the question of how George Bush could manipulate gas prices, Halliburton, because of violence in the Middle East, little Lebanon war that happened, and the this administration saying, look, I can't do nothing to stop it. That ain't my fight. Y'all just fight until you get tired. Sable rattling at Iran. War contracts and record oil prices have caused the CEO of Halliburton to have shares before the Iraq war worth $17 million. After the Iraq war, the same stock is worth $68 million, a $49 million gain. Plus, he sold an additional 631 shares during the war at various stock prices for gross amounts between $12.9 million in March 2003 and $49 million on March 2006. We need a new word for greedy. We need a new word. Craig.
Hey, yes, hi, Liz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Liz, I want to thank you for your show. And I wanted to, when I was listening to you talk about Halliburton, it brought to mind how a few years back Nigeria was in the news, and they were saying how it was the most corrupt nation on the planet.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, I can't understand that. You know, you can't be any more corrupt than the United States.
Well, it's fascinating how they want to paint the face of corruption.
Correct.
You know, they want to go all the way to Africa to try to paint the face of corruption. Halliburton. And Dick Cheney is still getting money from Halliburton. And who's corrupt?
And also, Liz, Shell oil.
Mm-hmm.
We export corruption.
Ooh.
And then we turn it around and say, well, no, they're corrupt. And we took the corruption there.
Mm.
And the people over there, the oil prices are up, skyrocketed. The people over there still, the poorest over in Nigeria,
mm-hmm.
those black people are getting nothing from those high prices.
You know, they should shut it down every chance they get. They should shut it down.
I haven't bought Shell oil in over 10 years.
I haven't bought it in over 10 years either. I haven't bought it. It's probably closer to 15.
Yeah, me too. Probably closer to 15.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, Liz, thank you.
I don't even drive up on their parking lot to turn around because I don't want anybody to see me and think I bought some gas there. Thanks
right.
for your call.
Okay.
1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. And to check out the numbers of what I'm saying, all you got to do is go to HalliburtonWatch.org. Just go to HalliburtonWatch.org. O-R-G. My goodness, we have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. How are things working out for America? Okay. We have Halliburton stockholders getting, we need another word, filthy rich. That's not big enough either. You know, that's not big enough either. These people are getting rich in ways and they're greedy in ways that are just undescribable. And what do we do? What do we do? What do we do as a nation? And how does that impact us? How does the world respond to us and our greed? Or what do we lose as a result of our greed? What do we lose? Let me tell you exactly what we lose. Let me tell you exactly what we lose as a nation. We lose, well, let me go to Geneva to make this clear so that it stays forever clear. The United States fell sixth place in the World Economic Forum Global Competitive Rankings. That's a mouthful, isn't it? That's a mouthful. Let me try to make it clearer for you. On Tuesday, the World Economic Forum released the numbers of who is competitive and who is not. And this is a number that is ranked constantly. We fell to sixth place. Why? Because the United States has a low savings rate. The United States has record high account deficits. Because the United States has a worsening of their net debtor position. And there is a non-negotiable risk to both the country's overall competitiveness, given the relative size of the United States economy and the future of the global economy. What the? We dropped to number six. Switzerland was deemed the most competitive economy in 2006, followed by Finland, Sweden. Now, we went from number one to number six. I forgot to mention that piece. Switzerland is first. Finland is second. Sweden, Denmark, Singapore. Then the United States. Japan, Germany, Netherlands, and Britain. Those are the top ten. Why did Switzerland go to the top? Because they have a well-developed infrastructure. Do we have that? No. They have plentiful scientific research. We have an administration that says that there shouldn't be stem cell research. Because Switzerland has intellectual property protection, sophisticated business culture. I don't think that anybody uses the word sophistication to describe anything connected with George Bush. Anything connected with George Bush. Russia slipped 9 places to a 62nd place ranking. China slipped from 48 to 54. The United States, the world is paying attention. The world is drawing conclusions. The world recognizes that we are fixing to hit a recession. Housing prices continue to tank. People don't have money. I was reading an article about restaurants. Restaurants were saying the people that in the income bracket of around $40,000 to $60,000 a year, once gasoline hit $3 and something cents a gallon, people stopped going to restaurants. People in those income brackets stopped going to restaurants. People in the Halliburton branch, it didn't impact them at all. You're going to see a lot more. You're going to see. Just do this anecdotally. Go drive around your neighborhood and look at all of the houses for sale. Then drive around your business neighborhood and look at all of the business space for lease. Pay attention to the world that you live in. The one place that it's stunning to me that I see full parking lots. And once these parking lots start to empty out, we're really, this is just anecdotally speaking. The Schnucks' parking lot is always food stores, grocery stores. Their lots are always full. But other lots are emptying. Look at all the for sale, for lease signs that you see in your neighborhood. Just pay attention. Mike.
How you doing, young lady?
I'm outstanding.
Since you mentioned how the United States dropped, what countries gained in on the list, like India or other countries?
Oh, you're right. India went up. India went up, thanks to us.
Right.
India went up.
Say from where to where?
I'm looking at the list right now. It's going to take me a second to find it here. Let me see. India gained two places to rank 43rd.
Okay, so that's what I mean. Some of these countries that are starting to gain some economical strength because of what they're marketing, India's computers and biotech. What about some of the African countries or countries on the African continent that are dealing with oil or gold or diamond? Have they moved anywhere?
No. Mm-mm. I don't see any movage on them. I see people at countries like Bolivia, Ecuador, Nicaragua, and Paraguay ranking lower. In fact, I don't see any African nations listed on this in this article at all.
What about our favorite two trading nations, Mexico and Canada?
Canada is not listed in this article either.
Okay. Thank you much.
Thank you for your call. Bye. My name is Liz Brown. I'm taking a break. Stay with me.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen, letting you know my show will be on every Thursday from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Yeah, I'll make you think. You may find yourself saying, oh my God, it burns, it burns. It only hurt for a minute. See you then. Everything the engineer would move, would they be engineer wanted a
bite to eat? We let the monkey sit on the... Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Alan Brainerd. Join me Wednesdays at noon for Design 411 on AM 920 WGNU. No matter where you live, no matter what your lifestyle, you'll find out how to turn your ordinary home into an extraordinary home. My guests and I will give you the 411 on everything from classic design to the newest decorating trends. Join me, Alan Brainerd, for Design 411 every Wednesday at noon on AM 920 WGNU. Where we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your home.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I sing like a hornet. They won't let me have it. Not even here. No one else want it. And if I try to take it, they won't. Break me down and strip me naked. They write a brand new rule and break it. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they fake it. But I'm gonna make it, Lord, I can take it. I'm the greatest man alive. Cut the drama, boy, save it for your mama. I'm the greatest man alive.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
A few days ago, Liz, Mel Gibson said the United States is a society that is in collapse and that the Iraq war is proof of it, like the Roman Empire, like the Catholic Church under the medieval popes, like the Soviet Communist Empire. Military adventures brought all empires down, unwinnable wars. This from a right-wing Republican given such an analysis, and how the right wing must be enraged. CNN put up a poll that Clinton is 60% positive, 29% negative view by the public. Bush is exactly the opposite, 25 positive or 29% positive, 60% negative. It's really something, and it shows you, I guess, that the pain is so deep and so pervasive that even Karl Rove with his smear and fear can't fix this one.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. These are, I'll say it again. These are just stunning times. We find ourselves in a remarkable place economically, environmentally. We find ourselves in a remarkable place psychologically. The conscience of this nation. There are people that are so, people that psychologically in their own country are so much at risk. People in our country that are financially so much at risk. And these, the sufferings that these people are experiencing come as a direct result of the actions of Boy George and his administration. It has been said, it's been whispered along the aisles and the nooks and the crannies of Congress. Out in the restaurants where lobbyists gather to count their booty and talk about where the next check is going to go to, what politician the next check is going to be handed to. It's been rumored that there will be an October surprise, calculated by, orchestrated by, created by unindicted co-conspirator Karl Rove. Come on now. People feel that, are beginning to feel this. Unfortunately, I was one of the people that felt it from the beginning. I take no pleasure in that. A lot of you felt it from the beginning. From the moment George Bush said, "Bring it on," I knew who was going to get got in that scenario. I knew who was going to get got in that scenario. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I was just calling because I heard in Pennsylvania that Santorum is down 16%, and I heard in Virginia that Webb is up. So
George Allen and Webb. I'm sure you heard the latest about George Allen.
Oh, no, I haven't heard anything since I watched Harbaugh with Chris Matthews yesterday.
Okay, so did you hear then about the fellow football players that came out and said that that George Allen had used the N-word regularly?
A doctor, for one.
Uh-huh, doctor, that's right. And I believe an anesthesiologist, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
And what was interesting about that doctor's recollection, because you look for that. I mean, as an attorney, you know,
uh-huh.
I look for when you are trying to assess the credibility of somebody, whether or not somebody's telling the truth, you look at the detail that they bring to a past recollection.
Right.
And he had the whole story about going to pick up this dog, and he didn't even know Allen, and he said it struck him because people around him didn't speak like that.
Right.
You
well,
know?
That's in him, and he's never going to change.
No, he's not going to change. He is who he is, and it's you know, God's plan is better.
You know? That's right.
You know, because George Allen, if he had his way, what his plan was, he was not supposed to have any competition for this race at all. He was going
to
be out there campaigning for the presidency. Now he's like, bump the presidency. I'm just going to try to keep my job.
That's right. Wouldn't nobody, I mean, then what is he going to do, try to put blacks back in slavery or something if he thinks, I mean, if he doesn't have any respect for calling people names like macacos, he just made it up. You can't even come up with a word like that.
But did you know this, Renee? Did you know that George Allen's mother speaks French, all right? She grew up in Tanzania.
In Africa.
That's correct. And in Africa, the word macaca was a French word that was used like the N-word. So, George Allen's mama spoke that was the word that was used. So for George Allen to say, for George Allen to ask us to believe that he never heard the word macaca before, he made the word macaca up. First of all, even if his mama didn't speak French and wasn't raised in Tanzania, the fact that George Allen created a word that already existed, I mean, it's not like he said the word macaca and the word macaca meant houseboat in another language. He's asking us to believe that he spontaneously created in his mind the word macaca, and it just so happens that the word macaca exists, and it just so happens that the word macaca exists as a racist slur, and it just so happened he was directing that word to a man of Indian descent. That's a whole lot of just so happens he's asking us to believe. And when you add underneath that the fact that his mama grew up in a country where the word macaca was used by the French to disparage the people that look just like the man that George Allen was directing his macaca statement to. I'm sorry, you know, you're right. That was just a coinky dink. That was just a coinky dink. Yeah, I bet he's down in the polls. I bet the other guy is moving ahead of him. Ain't that some stuff? And now George Allen's classmates, people that have gone to school with him, said, well, when he was in college, he used the N-word quite frequently. Quite frequently. He said he wanted to come to the University of Virginia because, what was the phrase? Black people knew their place in Virginia. And it was just a coinkydink that he had a noose hanging up in his office and a Confederate flag on his wall. Just a coinkydink. Mm. My name is Liz Brown. We have much more business to tend to. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop resisting.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. What sent NFL star Terrell Owens to the hospital? Police in Dallas say it wasn't an allergic reaction. More from ABC's Jim Ryan.
The police did list the call to a near downtown apartment as an attempted suicide, but once there, officers found Terrell Owens had taken what the initial report called an unknown large quantity of prescription pain medication. The withheld narrative of the same document reportedly shows that during a hospital interview with the police, a woman who was with Owens said he had taken several dozen pills, and that Owens, when asked whether he had tried to hurt himself, answered yes. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The battle over a now partially classified report on national security may just be beginning. Democrats want all of it made public. The White House says no way.
The report says terrorists are increasing in number, largely inspired by the Iraq War. Is the U.S. now creating more terrorists than it's capturing or killing? The president's Homeland Security Advisor, Fran Townsend, says that's a question that can't be answered.
I think it's difficult to count the number of true jihadists that are willing to commit murder or kill themselves in the process, because they don't nominate themselves to be counted.
The intelligence community says a defeat for the terrorists in Iraq would inspire fewer terrorists, but it says a perceived terrorist victory would only inspire more. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The Islamic holy month of Ramadan's brought an increase in violence in Iraq. ABC's Luis Schiavone.
U.S. commanders say the Muslim holy month of Ramadan has brought a spike in violence in Iraq. Major General William Caldwell addressed reporters in Baghdad.
This has been a tough week. Over the past 2 weeks, we have seen a rise in the number of attacks, especially in Baghdad.
Suicide attacks this week were at their highest level of any week, said Caldwell, with security forces the target of at least half of the attacks. North of Baghdad, a U.S. raid left 8 people dead, 4 of whom were suspected terrorists.
This is ABC News.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss? Exactly. Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Honey, what's that spinning sound?
Oh, that's just our utility meter.
Saturday, September 30th, between 11 and 4, the experts at Lowe's are offering tips on ways to save on your energy bill. Plus, Lowe's is taking 20% off all weather stripping. Buy any special order Thermostar by Pella vinyl replacement window and get a free upgrade to Energy Star and Energy Saving Glass. Plus, for one day only, get 50% off select compact fluorescent light bulb multi-packs while supplies last. See store for details. So start your Saturday at Lowe's. Lowe's, let's build something together.
The feds say it's okay now to eat it, but ABC's Dave Shiver says that may not move the spinach out of your grocer's cooler just yet.
In New Jersey, the state agriculture department has started an ad campaign to let people know that spinach grown in New Jersey is free of the E. coli that made at least 175 people sick this month around the country. Last Friday, the FDA lifted an advisory for all spinach except that which is grown in Salinas Valley, California. The state of New Jersey is number 4 when it comes to spinach production. Growers in the Garden State are hoping the recent spinach scare does not mean sluggish sales for them. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
A lot of us are thinking small when it comes to new cars. Consulting firm Auto Pacific says the industry is now on track to sell the most compact and subcompact cars since 1987. Fuel economy? Yeah, that's one reason. The experts say the car makers are tricking out the smaller models, though, too, offering many of the same extras that they do on the larger ones. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
And this update of WGNU News is brought to you by Advil. I'm Peyton Colston. In the news, Missouri Governor Matt Blunt is attacking Attorney General Jay Nixon for his stances on the Missouri Higher Education Loan Authority, or MOHELA. Blunt is now going to send legislators a proposal of $350 million in student loan money that would go to higher education facilities.
If it were not for the Attorney General, money from the Missouri Education Loan Authority would be available to colleges and universities in our state to spend right now. Because of the Attorney General, it's difficult for the board to move forward without some sort of a legislative endorsement. We're hopeful that very quickly in the next session, they'll be able to approve that.
Blunt will send a proposal to legislators instead of having the MOHELA board approve it out of fear of lawsuits filed by Nixon. Elsewhere, St. Louis University's Center for Vaccine Development is studying which form of the flu virus is more effective in toddlers and babies. Elizabeth Babesis, principal investigator of this study, says participants will either get the flu shot, the flu mist nasal vaccine, or a combination.
And we're looking at these four different groups and comparing them to see which one has the most robust immune response based on testing of blood and testing of nasal swabs.
Babesis says previous studies indicate kids have a more robust immune response with the flu mist nasal spray. And St. Louis County Police Chief Jerry Lee's son is facing 10 years in federal prison. Christopher Lee pleaded guilty in June to bank fraud and identity theft. Lee was sentenced to 118 months behind bars and 5 years of supervised release. He was also ordered to pay more than $58,000 in restitution to the banks and credit card companies he defrauded. This is the 30-year-old's 14th conviction since 1993. And that's a WGNU News update brought to you by Advil. You don't need different pain relievers for different pains. Wherever you hurt, Advil works, the every pain reliever. I'm Peyton Colston reporting WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Westbound 44 is closed at Route W and JJ due to an accident involving an overturned vehicle. It's an actual tractor-trailer carrying horses. That traffic is being diverted off the interstate onto the St. Clair exit. Westbound 270 at Graham Hanley, there's an accident reported. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Hanley, stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley, slow traffic. Northbound 170 from the Galleria to Olive, look for slow traffic due to construction. And westbound 270 at Chain of Rocks Bridge, there's bridge maintenance going on. Only one lane is open at this hour. And your approach is into the Poplar Street Bridge and downtown. You can expect delays as the final push of the morning rush gets over with. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's. Start with a cup of McDonald's fresh brewed premium roast coffee. Add a warm, fresh-made breakfast sandwich and bring your morning into life-affirming focus. Wake up and smell your life. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Partly sunny and breezy today. A chance of an afternoon shower with a high around 75. This evening, mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms are likely with a low around 50. For Thursday, partly sunny. A chance of showers, breezy and cooler with a high only around 60. And then for Friday, partly sunny with a high around 65. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 65 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 65 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the top of the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back. Ooh, welcome back to the wake-up call. If my voice sounds a little bit funny, I have just been crying this whole break. Y'all need to stop emailing me stuff. Somebody emailed me www.teachersmovie.com. And I cried all the way through it. It is the most moving testimony to what we're supposed to be doing out here. How we're supposed to be living our lives and the difference that we can make in people's lives. It is, if you have a chance to go to that website, you need to go. And it touches your heart in so many ways, in so many ways. And it'll make you cry. And for those of you that don't have access to the internet or can't get to it, it is the story of a woman who was a teacher and told her students that, you know what, I love you all. I love every single one of you. But the reality was is that she didn't love all of her students. There was one little boy named Teddy Stoddard in her classroom. Teddy Stoddard didn't get along with the other kids in the classroom. Sometimes he smelled bad because he didn't take baths. And he was doing poorly in school. He did so poorly in school that there were times that his teacher took delight in making the red X's on his math problems and putting a big old red F on his paper. And one day the teacher was going through the files because her district said that she had to review the files of all of her students. She saved Teddy's file for last. And when she read his file, and the first grade teacher said that Teddy Stoddard has a winning smile and lots of friends, and he's a bright little boy and a joy to be around. His second grade teacher said that Teddy is an excellent student, very attentive in class, and a joy to be around. His third grade class teacher said that Teddy is distracted. It's very difficult for Teddy to pay attention in class. And because he has a terminally ill parent at home. In fourth grade, Teddy's teacher said that Teddy is withdrawn. He's a poor student. Because his mother has died. And he has a father that doesn't seem able or capable to engage him. And Teddy falls asleep in class. And the teacher also wrote, if someone doesn't take a hold of Teddy and help him, he is going to be lost. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Looking to buy or sell a home? Search with RE/MAX at RE/MAX.com. They have millions of listings and outstanding results. Visit them today at RE/MAX.com.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
You are invited to attend a star-studded weekend and fight liver disease at the same time. The Denim and Diamonds event takes place on Friday with a concert by Groove Thang at the Pageant Theater, followed by a black tie gala featuring actress Morgan Fairchild on Saturday at the Ritz-Carlton. For details, call 314-576-3078. Something for you from WGNU.
This is Head Thumping Talk Radio on WGNU.
Scientists have discovered a way to reanimate dogs that have been dead for 3 hours. They fill you up with salt. They season you is what they do. It's a marinade, for lack of a better way to put it. So I guess realistically speaking, they could do this in China, right? So they fill the dog full of salt water. If it doesn't work out, the dog dies. Hey, you know, it's General Chow's chicken in the end. It all works out. Something about the zombie dog where you put salt water in them, kill them, and then revive them hours later, and the idea that it's intended for human trials. Who would volunteer for that?
Brett Rosen, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. on WGNU.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Jumping man, who's so many thoughts?
I've got to finish this story about Teddy Stoddard, and it's www.teacherstory.com, teacherstory.com. So this teacher read Teddy Stoddard's file, and she said that it changed. She changed on that day. She changed on that day. She said that she changed. She became a teacher on that day. She said she went out of her way to encourage and inspire and engage Teddy Stoddard. And little by little, this little fifth grade boy began to bloom. He became one of the best students in the class, and although you're not supposed to have a teacher's pet, she had one. And when Christmas rolled around, all of the kids brought in presents for the teachers in brightly wrapped packages. And there was one present that was wrapped in a, clumsily wrapped in a brown paper bag. That was from Teddy. And the teacher took great pains to open up that package in the middle of all of the other packages, and the other kids snickered and laughed. Because inside of it was this shiny bracelet with some of the little rhinestone jewels missing from it, and a bottle of perfume that only had a little bit of perfume left in it. And the teacher, when it took great pains to put the bracelet on and exclaim and talk about how pretty the bracelet was, and she took time to take a little bit of the perfume and put a little bit of the perfume on her wrist and made a big deal out of it. And the class stopped laughing and started appreciating the gift. And at the end of the day, Teddy Stoddard went up to his teacher and hugged her and said, "You smell just like my mommy used to smell." And the teacher said that after Teddy left, she cried for about an hour and a half, put her face in her hands and just wept. Teddy went on to graduate. And when he was 3 or 4 years before his graduation, 3 years after his fifth grade class, she got a letter from Teddy. No, she had a note under her door the next year from Teddy saying, "You were the best teacher that I've ever had." 3 years after that, he got sent her a note saying that he was the top in his class in high school. And he told her again that, "You were the best teacher that I ever had." 4 years later, when he was in college, he said, "Things have been hard. I've struggled. But I just wanted to let you know how I was doing, and I just want you to know that you were the best teacher that I ever had." And 4 years passed after that, and he wrote her a note to just say how he was doing and telling and reminding her that she was the best teacher that she ever had, that he ever had. Only this time when he signed his note, there were a couple of extra letters after his name. It was Teddy Stoddard, M.D. And then a couple of years after that, she got another note from Teddy saying that his father had died, that he was getting married, and that he wanted to know if she would come to his wedding and sit in the place where the mom is supposed to sit. So when she got to the wedding, she wore that shiny bracelet that he gave her in fifth grade and put some of that perfume on. That was the last thing that his mom wore on the last day that she and Teddy were together. And when Teddy Stoddard saw his favorite teacher, he said, "You, thank you so much for showing me how much I mattered and that I could be and do anything. You taught me that." And she said, "Oh no, Teddy," she whispered back, "you taught me how I could be a teacher." It's so good. I just cried all the way through that. For those of you that have access to the internet, get to www.teacherstory.com. And thank you for sending that to me. 1-877-920-WGNU. Irene J. Smith.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I think all of us can kind of think back to some teachers that comforted us when we were young and how much it meant to us at various times in our lives. And not only that, the custodians, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so important that people that are part of our community actually work in our schools. And that was very heartfelt.
Wasn't that something?
Yes, it was.
It was really something. It just touched my heart. So
well,
what's on your mind today, Irene J. Smith?
I'm calling you because I sent to you, but I'm not sure that you received it. I faxed it, and
you faxed it. I have not gotten it.
I faxed it, and I think I emailed it to you, but I'm not sure I put the attachment to it.
I didn't get an email from you. I didn't get anything from you this morning.
Okay, well, I faxed it twice.
Okay.
But anyway, on Saturday, I'm having a moving out, moving on sale and silent auction.
Okay.
And it's going to be at 4919 North Union from 12 to 7 p.m. after the International Urban Institute meets.
All right.
Come on by. Check out some African art, antiques, books, clothes, shoes, collectibles, household items, jewelry, furniture, knickknacks.
Paddywhacks.
Toys, tools. Don't miss these bargains and the opportunity to help.
How does that work? How does a silent auction work?
Well, a silent auction is you see an item, you know there's going to be a bottom line price on it, and then people put their bids in. And at some point, you know, before the sale is over within a reasonable time, we'll announce that, you know, the auction is closed, and then whoever has the highest bid went and they purchased the item.
Excellent. So that is this Saturday at 12 o'clock?
This Saturday at 12 o'clock after you leave 1020 North Taylor. Come on over to 4919 North Union. I mean, that's like, you know, like a little north of I-70. And it's where my campaign headquarters was.
That's right.
When I ran for mayor.
That's right.
And come on out. Get some bargains and help me move things out and move on.
Very good. Excellent. Okay. Well, then that's that. You planned our Saturday for us.
All right.
All right.
All right. And then, you know, folks can go take their new items. And, hey, you looking for some early Kwanzaa gifts? Come on by.
There you go.
Come on by.
All right, Irene J. Smith.
All right.
Thanks
Liz.
For planning our Saturday.
Thank you.
All right. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Miss Liz.
Yes, ma'am.
That Teddy Stoddard story. You got me crying. That is such a motivating story. I read that many, many years ago. And for any staff member, not just the teacher, who's having a rough day, and sometimes you do have them, and sometimes you have that one child that you just figure, I just can't reach.
Mm-hmm.
But you can. Mm-hmm. You just got to dig deep down inside.
Yeah, you do.
Because they're just looking for you. They want a hug. They just want a little love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that story. I've read it for many years.
I'd never seen it before.
Never.
I just cried all the way through that.
Oh, it just makes you cry.
Yes.
I mean, it's just part of my memoirs.
I didn't. So that's an older story.
Yes. Yeah. It's pretty old. But it's just so touching and. You brought back memories.
And you know what? And and the other piece of it is that you just never know how you touch
right.
and change
right.
and impact
right.
somebody's
that's
life.
True.
Let alone a baby's
that's
life.
That's right. That's right. And when I read that story years ago, I really thought I didn't even know how much I made anymore. Money no longer became an issue in the school system. It was about giving to the children. But thank you for sharing that.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Have a nice day.
Okay, take
okay,
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. you need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And you can email me. Don't make me cry, though. You can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. I'll be back. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right, that's right, that's right. They have everything that you need at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, treadmills, tools, leaf mulchers, 3425 Union. Get on over to Sears, the only Sears in the entire city of St. Louis. You don't have to drive a million miles to get these great deals. Get on over to Sears and tell them I told you to.
Hello, St. Louis. This is Phil Wilson.
And, of course, I'm George Cotton. We're your hosts for The Real Deal.
Well, looks like we're moving again. That's right. The Real Deal is headed to Drive Time.
That's right. Now you can take us home every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evening from 4 to 5 o'clock p.m.
The Real Deal with George and Phil. Some say we're rude, opinionated, and that we hang up on people.
Well, tune in from 4 to 5 every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and you just might find out. Until then, we'll see you on the radio.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Davis, home mortgage consultant with Wells Fargo.
And I'm Jacques Land with the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis.
And we're the hosts of Let's Get Wealthy, investing in more ways than one. We'll discuss home ownership as a means to build wealth, create positive personal finances, stabilize our neighborhoods, and acquire the American dream.
Tune into our show, Let's Get Wealthy, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. to get some food for thought during your lunch hour. Sponsored by the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis, Wells Fargo Housing Foundation, and produced by the Platinum Group.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Grandma's hands used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hands pick me up each time I fell.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. Malik.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Boy, that was a touching story to me. Really beautiful. And you know what it reminded me of?
What's that?
It reminded me of one of the sons of Mother Africa right here today, our people, who seem insignificant because they haven't been educated. They was held down for 300 and some years without knowing how to read or write. And they're scoffed at now for that because they didn't have the money to bring them up. Mother Africa, it was one of her sons that were taken. So you might as well say Mother Africa died to us. And the sweet perfume that what that young man gave her took the place of mother. And if these people in America today that look down and scoff at us and turn their nose up would teach us some of the things that they hid from us, we would be a better child and more thankful. But they haven't done it so far. You have a good day, Liz.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I just found the story very inspiring in terms of just reaching out and touching people, especially our children. You just never know. You just never, ever, 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 ever know about the impact that you have. And never underestimate the impact that you have on people, on things, on issues. And never underestimate that what love does to a child. That baby felt loved. That baby was felt like he could do anything anyway. And when you're embraced like that, when you are told that, when you are little like that, you can and you do believe that you can do anything. And you do. And also, the other piece that I got from the story was, you just don't believe the surface. Get behind the surface. Get behind, find out why the baby has dirty clothes and why he's sad. It's such a lesson to all of us. Get behind what you see. Find out the story behind what you think you see. That's a lesson for grown folks. And I guess that's one of the reasons why you feel the passion or the energy of what I do on this show. Because it is about getting behind what we're told and what we think we see. Sometimes when we get behind it, we find that there is such a wonderful story to be told. Sometimes when we get behind the story and we find out that what is being presented to us as a wonderful story is not. If you have a chance, I'm gratified to know that the story is an old story. Go to www.teacherstory.com. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. My phone number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. Otis.
Yes, I got a today story. I became a single parent family a couple of years ago, and I have 4 children that I take care of in my old age, from 7 to 12 years old. And the teachers, I thought I was going to be lost taking care of those kids, but my children's teachers have stepped up and filled many of the gaps that have kept my kids strong in school and strong at home. So I just want you to know that story reminds me a lot of what's happening to me today when the teachers look at my kids and say, can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's beyond school help.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know that I am, my children are strong, my family is strong, because my children have great, great teachers that see the responsibility of teaching us is a very big one, and sometimes it has to reach back to the house.
But also, there has to be, you cannot be a teacher without love. You cannot be a good teacher without love.
That's right. Well, fortunately for me, I've found a few. Mm-hmm. And they know our plight here at home, and they know what a struggle it is for a near 70-year-old man to be raising 4 children by himself and to do the work that I do. And so the teachers, they add little things to what they do to the kids, you know, like asking me if they need after-hours help. I need a telephone call so they can talk to my little girl to see if she needs to get the things that 11-year-old girl needs as she goes toward being a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
So these are loving, wonderful teacher, couple at Ames School and a couple at Carlane School. I'll tell you that they need a trophy, and I'm trying to figure out how
then put their name out there. Let the world know the names of these teachers.
No, this is my whole children, the 6th grade teachers at Carlane School, and also the 2nd and 4th grade teachers at Ames School, and they do it as a unit, I guarantee, including the principal and the counselors at the school.
Very good.
So thank you very much for school teachers. I love you.
All right now. So. Thank you, Otis. 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business, much business to talk about. Whew. And don't forget that the International Urban Institute meets on Saturday at, the time is 9 o'clock. The location is 1020 North Taylor. That's 1020 North Taylor. So we have much business here that we need to get to. I want to underscore some of the stories that we need to address and the issues that we need to address. But I got to get to another teacher's story. I got to get to another teacher's story because, you know, the babies are my heart. Let me take you to Frisco, Texas. An award-winning Texas art teacher lost her job. This is a teacher that had been teaching for 28 years. Why? Because she took her fifth grade students to a field trip to the Museum of Art. The parents signed permission slips for the babies to go to the Museum of Art. The principal had urged the teacher to take the fifth graders to the Museum of Art. So why did this teacher lose her job? Because the students saw a nude sculpture at the museum. I guess these are all children that take baths with their clothes on. The children saw a nude statue, not at, some sex shop. They went to an art museum in a approved field trip, encouraged by the principal. And it wasn't just a field trip to, that was headed over by the chemistry teacher. It was the art teacher who was there to talk about art. And these were not second graders. These are fifth graders. And they saw a nude statue. And this school district in Frisco, Texas, fired an art teacher that had been teaching for 28 years. Lord. Lord. And you know what? I wonder if she's going to get her pension, Howard. I don't know. Think she's going to get her pension? And you juxtapose that next to the let's take a look at the books that the kids are being taught out of. Are they being taught that Christopher Columbus was a hero instead of a genocidal serial killer? I mean, you fire a teacher for taking children to, and mind you, it's not a nude sculpture exhibit. It was a nude sculpture. What kind of prudish, artistically illiterate people, crazed people removed from the human environment? You know, And I wonder a number of things about these people in Frisco, Texas, the school board in Frisco, Texas. I bet they voted for George Bush, and I bet they voted for George Bush because of his morality. They put a guy in that has executed women and laughed about it. This is a man that stuck firecrackers up the rumps of frogs and exploded them. But Lord, please don't let our children see a nude statue. Some heads are going to roll. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. I'm taking a break.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis. AM 920, WGNU.
Sponsored by Creve Coeur Cartridge World. Save big, print happy.
You choose your new house, and you're ready to start shopping for a loan. Don't forget to ask your mortgage lender about the wide variety of FHA loan products. FHA-insured loans offer everything you might need, from rehab loans to fixed rate, adjustable rate, and energy-efficient mortgages. We are the new FHA, your door to home ownership. Ask your lender to show you the FHA door. Call 1-800-225-5342 or visit the website at fha.gov.
Up next, Sort It Out with Lori and Claire, helping you find the courage to make a change in your life on AM 920 WGNU.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Claire Brown.
I've got a hard road to travel and a rough way to go. And it's a hard road to travel and a rough way to go. But I can't turn back. My heart is fixed. My mind's made up. I'll never stop in my faith. Will see me through. Let me tell you, I'm all
about. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Kathy.
Yes. Liz, I call that Rangel number.
Charlie Rangel?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And this chick, she was an Asian, and she couldn't talk English very well. And when I told her that I was in opposition to what he had stated in terms of Hugo Chavez,
okay.
Yeah, she got angry and started talking about me, told me I didn't know what I was talking about, and I was telling her how we felt about him saying that statement and what Bush was like, and she hung up on me. So I want his address if you have it, because I'm gonna write him a letter.
Oh, absolutely. I don't have it with me right in front of me. When did you call, Kathy?
I called Friday, and she really became tyrant. So I asked her, could I speak to him personally? And she told me, no, you cannot. And she hung up on me.
Wow.
And I know she was an Asian.
Wow.
And by the way, that word macaca, the Indian people use it to call people black monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And I know about them, but I want to write him.
You know about who? You know about who?
The Indian people.
Well, you're not saying it's lumping all Indian
some of them use it for that reason.
Okay.
But I want his address.
Okay, I will get that to you.
Okay.
And I would, you know what, I would call back and complain as well. I would call back and ask to speak to her superior.
Yeah, I did, but she wouldn't let me do it. I told her, I don't.
Did you call her back again?
I called again, and she didn't hang up. They gave me a busy signal.
Okay.
I called three times.
Try again. One more time.
Okay.
And I will get you the address.
Could you give me that number again? Do you have that number?
I don't have it in front of me,
okay,
Kathy.
Okay, I'll get it. I'll find it.
Okay, I'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Kathy.
Well, thanks.
1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I think one of the things that people need to understand about the voter ID bill is some of the conditions that all of us have the understanding that the voter ID bill has did not pass the muster, that it's the Supreme Court made a decision that requiring seniors to let me read the words. The photo ID burden placed on the voter. The photo ID burden placed on the voter may seem minor or inconsequential to the mainstream of our society. However, for the elderly, the poor, the undereducated, or otherwise disadvantaged, the burden can be great, if not insurmountable, and it is those very people outside the mainstream of society who are least equipped to bear the cost or navigate many bureaucracies necessary to obtain the required documentation. They said so. The judge ruled on the Missouri 2006 Voter Protection Act, and he noted that the photo ID part is unconstitutional because it violated the prohibition on interference with the free exercise of suffrage. It created an undue burden on the fundamental right to vote. It created an impermissible additional qualifications to vote. However, and this is the part of the story that everybody needs to be made aware of, however, that wasn't the only issue in the voter ID bill. The judge ruled that some major components of this bill are still in effect. One, it removed the prohibition on election authorities issuing voter registration card to a person who has registered by mail until after that person has voted in person and presented proper ID. Okay, so they now can give you a voter registration. It prohibits voter registration solicitors from being paid on the basis of number of registration applications collected or submitted. So you can't get paid, and nobody can pay you for bringing in 25 registrations and give you a buck for each one. It also requires now voter registration solicitors to register with the Secretary of State's office. This is one of the big deals that the Republican Party has been doing in order to keep down voter registration. It is now going to require voter registration solicitors have to register with the Secretary of State's office. It also eliminates the requirement that voting machines allow for straight ticket voting by means of making a single box to cast votes for all candidates of a particular political party appearing on the ballot. So straight ticket voting is over. It prohibits ballots from being printed that allow straight ticket voting by means of marking a single box to cast votes for all candidates of a particular party. It allows this, and so please be aware of all of the things that this new voter ID bill that were not overturned in the voter ID bill. It now allows voters whose eligibility is questioned to cast a full provisional ballot that will be counted if their eligibility is later verified. Under the old law, voters casting provisional ballots were only allowed to vote for statewide office, federal office, or statewide ballot proposals. This section also strips the state courts of jurisdiction to extend polling hours. So state courts can't decide that, you know what, 15 out of the 20 polling places didn't open until 4 hours after the time to open. Well, state court can't extend it. That eliminates, again, the straight ticket voting. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. And one of the discussions we're going to have on this is in Eye on the Lou tomorrow. We're going to have a discussion on this. We're going to have a discussion on this. 1-877-920-WGNU. Those are huge. Huge, huge, huge. And, You need to pay attention to and listen to the Eye on the Lou tomorrow. Huh. Wow. This is going to be a big deal, the elimination of the straight party ticketing. I mean, straight party balloting. Straight party voting. I'll get it right. Straight party voting. It's going to be a big deal. And we need to really talk about who this impacts on the most. We really need to talk about whose party this has the greatest impact on. 1-877-920-WGNU. Michelle.
Hi. Have you noticed there in Boston they're going to take down the Citco sign that's been there for years and years because it's owned, that company's owned by Hugo Castro, Chavez?
They're taking down the sign? What does that mean?
Well, because people are disgusted with Citco.
They're taking
Venezuela.
The sign down, so that means they're closing down the gas stations?
No, just the big sign. It's been a landmark for years.
What a typical Republican solution. What a typical Republican solution. Our solution to being angry at Hugo Chavez is to remove the sign for Citco, but not the gas stations. That's just like the Republican Party talking all this smack about how angry they are at China. But doing all these, our economy is now controlled by China because of all the legislation that has been introduced and passed by conservative Republicans making Chinese trade possible to our detriment. Y'all need to shut up because you're faking it. You have fake fury. Well, let me put it this way. Legislators have fake fury at Russia and fake fury at China. You know, I can't even say that. Faux fury. Yeah, that's a French word. How you like that? Faux fury at China and Russia. And what a typical Republican non-solution. If you mad at Hugo Chavez, if you don't want any of his stinking oil, if you say we gonna show that Hugo Chavez something, what a typical Republican non-solution. Let's take his sign down. That'll show him. No. That's what the people like the last caller. That's a solution for them. You being played. If you don't like him, then tell him to leave and take his oil with him. Bet you don't do that. Daryl.
How you doing, Liz?
Outstanding.
I plan to buy all of my gas from Sitco. I consider Hugo Chavez a hero.
There you go.
Unlike George Bush, who is plainly a loser, he's lost both wars he started in Afghanistan and Iraq. And I don't care how he tries to label it a low-level civil war. It's a full-blown civil war caused by his madness.
Thanks for your call. My name is Liz Brown. This is a wake-up call. I'll be back same time, same place, or tomorrow. Until then, stay strong.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, brother.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.